It's a very, very fascinating parasha where world events changed, a whole world was destroyed, the whole world was recreated. We have different Dora Mabel, Dora Haflogger. Halavai, we had more time to learn it. But let's just focus on a very, very fascinating Gemara, and I think will give us insight to a little bit what went on in this parasha. The Gemara says, Bava Metzia, fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says that Midoraisa, if a person purchases something and pays cash for it, pays money for it, the halacha is he acquires it. The person goes along to a store and he wants to buy apples. And he pays money for it, he pays cash for it, he's koina, there's apples Midoraisa. However, the Chachamim came along for various different reasons, and they said that a person does not acquire something with a proper kinyan until he does Meshicha. It does another kinyan Meshicha, or does Hagbor, wherever you go to do another kinyan. So Midrabbanan, you've got to do another kinyan of Meshicha or something else, and therefore, technically, Midrabbanan, you can retract from the sale that you made, from the purchase that you made with that cash, you can retract until you've done it Meshicha. However, the Gemara says, a person who does do that gets what you call a mi shapara. He gets a klala. He gets a klala. What's a klala? The klala is mi shapara, who paid back ma'anshe dora mabul umidora flogger from the dora mabul, the generation of the mabul and the dora haflogger later on in this parasha, who ostinly para, he should pay back mi she'ena oimen v'diburay, from a person who does not keep his word. The Braisa there adds on, and he says also, the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu who paid back Anshei Sodom Va'amira and Le'yam, who also the Parah, he should pay back this person. Let's understand this. A person purchased something. He bought something, and he gave him cash. And then it didn't work out for him, so he wants to retract. Midoraisa, he's been koina, right? Rabboni hasn't yet been koina. So now he wants to retract. Fine, retract. But Misha Pora, if you do such a thing, the one who paid back Dora Mabel, Dora Flogger, there were terrible things happened to these people. Dora HaMabel, the whole world was destroyed. Besides Noyach. Yeah? Dora HaFlogger, also terrible things happened. Mitzrayim on the Yam, terrible things. So they Mamoru turned over. What did this person do that he should deserve such a terrible, terrible curse? Of to be put bundled in the same grouping of punishment that these people did. What's Pshat? So Tosfos HaRosh, interesting Tosfos HaRosh there, he said these people also misbehaved by not keeping their word. For example, very simply, for example, Mitzrayim. Yeah, we'll send out Klal Yisrael. Did they? They didn't send out Klal Yisrael. And therefore, this is somebody who did not keep their word. This person also didn't keep his word. He says he's going to buy it. Now he's not buying it. And therefore, Mitzrayim didn't keep their word. For example, he says also, Dora Mabul, Kimolah Oretz Chomos Mipneihem, also never kept their word. So therefore, ultimately, these people never kept their word, this person didn't keep his word, and therefore he deserves to get a common punishment between them. So my Rebbe, Reb Chaim Kaufman, Zeichus Tzadik, the Kodesh of Brachos, the outside was just last week, he asks, he doesn't understand. Right, correct. These people, Mitzrayim, never kept their word. But it didn't stop there. They didn't get the punishment because they never kept their word. They got the punishment because they caused the Holocaust for 210 years. Yeah? Sodom and Gomorrah did not get the punishment because they didn't keep their word. It's because Mola Oris Chomos, because they didn't keep their word, and they did everything else terrible. So this person, all he has done is not kept his word. He has done everything else that's terrible. So why does he deserve to get the punishment? Hodr Kush Luduchta, the question goes back again. Why did you bundle this guy in the same grouping as these people who never kept the word but did terrible other things as well?
Everybody who breaks a shidduch would be in that category, wouldn't they? No?
Not poshut. Not poshut.
Not definitely.
Not poshut. That's so, certainly is. Okay, no, I'm going to do that now. Don't mind. Yeah? So off Peshat. So my Rebbe, he says of this. He says that the idea is as follows. The Torah is trying to tell me, the Gemara is trying to tell me, that there's no such thing as a small act. There's no such thing as all I did was X. All I did was X doesn't stop there. All I did was the beginning, and then it goes and develops one stage to the other. He says, this Bamira, it didn't start off doing terrible things and chopping people's legs off. All it did not, the Gemara says, they never kept hospitality. They never kept hospitality. That was the door. They never kept hospitality. Right? And eventually they became terrible. They became terrorists. And people who came to the town, they got legs chopped off, right? And they murdered people who did perform hospitality. Doir HaMabel. Yeah, Doir HaMabel. The Gemara says that what did they do? They used to go along, and excuse me if I say this, I think it's Amaratus, and people don't mean to do this, but this is Mamash for the Gemara. They'd go along to the... Sorry, yeah? I don't mean to offend anybody. But they'd go along to where all the nuts are, in Yesh, or wherever they have these shops in the Shuk, and take a bit of garinim, and chew them, and take a few peanuts here, and chew them, and then walk on. Which is be'etzem not gezeila, because you can't, it's less than shavar pruta, and you can't pay into beis din, but it's gezeila. It's gezeila. It's mamish. I'm not talking about taking shopping trolleys home, which is mamish gezeila. Yeah? But you take a little bit here and there, and you can't call the police, and it didn't do gezeila, but it's gezel. And it didn't stop there. Eventually, mala ha'oros chomos, it did terrible, terrible things. And so too Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim started off, no, come along, start with us, and we'll be all together, and eventually it started breaking up kids, babies inside walls. What the Torah is saying over here is, you are there, it's a small thing, I'm just not keeping my word, I'm going back on my word. There's no such thing as a small thing. One thing leads on to the other. And as one thing leads into the other, just like Mitzrayim and Sodoim and Doir HaMabel, one thing leads into the other, if you don't keep your word, you're going to become a very, very corrupt individual. And therefore you deserve to be in the same group of people who began the process also by not doing a very big thing, but ended up doing terrible things. That's the way he explains it. So my Rebbe... Oh, sorry?
He didn't do it. All he did was not keep his word.
Yes. Yes, but the Torah is made. The Torah is made that this person is bound one thing leads into the other. It is a natural way of dealing with it. It's going to happen. It is going to happen. Once you start breaking that barrier, you are in the same grouping of people who have actually done that. Because that is a natural progression. Yeah? There are a lot of different questions in this week's parasha of how Kosh Baruch judges now for the future. Yeah, but the Maisa, once you break that barrier of not keeping your word, you are going to fall down a slippery slope unless a person does that unnatural thing of stepping back. Shuvah is always possible, but that is where the Mishnah Parah comes in.
We're talking specifically about a sale.
A sale.
Because certainly with a shoel, you can.
No, a sale. A sale.
You can retract the person.
So about kinyan keser. No, didn't do with a sale. Okay. Didn't with a sale. But what my Rebbe doesn't explain was how does that fit in to Doir HaFlaga? They built this big tower. What did they start off doing that eventually turned that terrible? What happened there? So I want to bring over a beautiful, beautiful piece from two midrashim. This is a vort from Nissen Alpert, Zeichus Adel Vrocha, Talmud Muvakov, Marisha Feinstein. He says there's two very, very interesting midrashim. One midrash, the midrash brings down Nissik's parasha. It says that the Migdal, the big tower that they built, wasn't totally destroyed. A third of it was burnt. A third of it was submerged into the ground. And a third of it is still around today. A third of it is still around today. And in fact, it's so big that if you climb on top, the palm trees look like grasshoppers. Grasshoppers.
Today too.
That's what it says. Now, this is very strange. Yeah? We found all different kinds of interesting papayas and all different... We have never found the Migdal, this big tower that they built in Doir HaFlaga. So how can you possibly say that it's still around today? And what does that mean? What does it mean? So he wants to explain this with another medrash. And the medrash says, what was the philosophy of the Doir HaFlaga? So Rashi brings, and it's based on the medrash, in Perik Yud Aleph, Vayihi kol ha'oret sofa achas udvarim achodim. The sofa achas, the whole earth was one of one language and of unified words. What's pshat in unified? What's pshat in that? So Rashi and the Medrash, Rashi quotes the Medrash, the three different pshatim. One pshat is unified words means they decided to come together to build a new world order. We have United Nations all going to get together, and we're all going to process a world, we're all going to come together, no boundaries, no borders, all going to come together and become one big group of people. That's one pshat. Another pshat is Dvarim Achodim means Achodim against Yechudu Shel Olam. They decided to make speak out sharp words against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're going to make war against God. And the third pshat is that this crazy, I mean, these guys sound crazy, yeah? I mean, it's ridiculous. Every now and then, there is a natural disaster called a mabul. The whole world collapses. So we have to strengthen it by putting up this big pole in the middle of the thing to hold up the sky that it should not fall in that time frame. And these guys weren't crazy. These guys knew the stuff. What, really? This pole's going to help? What's the stuff over here? So, what's going on? So this output says that those three pshatim are prior to other three pshatim. In other words, this tower, according to one pshat, one part of it burnt completely. It no longer exists. What's that? This is making war against God. Any terrorist today does not make war against God. In fact, he makes war because of God. He's a jihadi. Yeah, he's going to make a holy war. Yeah, it's going to holy war to kill you, God, holy war to kill everybody. It's a holy war to never fight against God. They use God as a principle of why they fight. So that the idea of fighting against God is burnt. It no longer exists. The second shot is that it tried to make a unified nation. Let's make world order. That is something that is in the ground, which means it sometimes sticks its head up and sometimes doesn't. This happened after the First World War, where they had the League of Nations, and that fell apart. And then it started doing after the Second World War, it did it the United Nations, and that's you know. And then you have the European Union, which is falling apart, Baruch Hashem, and just hope the pound recovers, but also falls apart. And that's what happens, they come together and they fall apart. So it's something that's not there constantly, but it falls apart. I believe the United States will also eventually, I think Trump will take, you know, the night, you know, apart for himself and give it. Well, who knows, right? But these things come together and they fall apart. So that is what happens over here. That it's not something that is always there. It comes together apart, you know, made a coalition against Saddam Hussein. It was a coalition of all the things. It lasted for 6 months and that fell apart as well, right? These different things come together and fall apart. Coalitions come together and fall apart. That's something that happens. Then there's a third thing that is very, very much around today. And that is believing that nature can be fought. That there's such a thing as nature, and we have an ability to fight against nature. In other words, we are the arrogant doctors, scientists, people, whoever it is, who are able to create and destroy the world according to the means that we want. We can take an atom bomb, we can split it, and we can destroy the world. We can take a medicine and we can cure cancer. We are in control of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring upon this, we can fight that. We are able to stop those terrible things happening. And that is alive today. There's no such thing as Hashgacha Pratit. We don't need God. We are able to fight and deal with around God. That is what's around today. And to such an extent, you can see something which is as beautiful as a palm tree, and you look at it, that's nothing, it's a grasshopper. In other words, we take nature, and we don't take it seriously. We don't see Yad Hashem, we see it as science, we see it as coincidence, we see it as, and it's something that we can fight against, we can manipulate, and our Kodesh Baruch Hu is not controlling we are. And that is alive today, very, very much so. Even becoming more and more alive today. What I'd like to say is, that when a person stands up, and he makes a kinyan, he makes a kinyan with kesef, he gives his word, I'm going to buy this from you. And that is menschlichkeit, that is poshut midas, to stick to your word. And then he wants to back out. Why? Not because you're going to make money on it, because you're going to lose money on it. Right? He doesn't want it anymore. Let the person be stuck with it now. Statistics show that financially it's not worth my while. Scientifically, financially, it doesn't work well for me. There is a moral imperative to go along and say, whatever I did, I'll have to follow this through. No, statistics is not correct. That is Doyer Haflogger. Doyer Haflogger is the idea where statistics and finances don't work out for me, I can back out of my word and say, listen, I'm out of this. If a person realizes there's a Rebbeinu Shloilam, and your word is your word, and Menschlichkeit, and as Rav Shach says, I've never seen somebody who was Mavater and has lost. I've never seen a person who has compromised and has ever lost by compromising, who's ever lost by stepping back and saying, you know what, it's yours. Fine, I'm not going to fight over this. So a person who fights and he wants his money back because I'm entitled to it, and he's, because statistically I'm going to lose money, that is a person who's ultimately in the same category as Zohar Plugger, and he deserves to get that punishment. I just want to finish off with one last beautiful, beautiful vault. Dvarim Achodim. Yeah, Dvarim Achodim. The Medrash brings down, they spoke out against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they spoke out against Avram Avinu. And they said, look at this Pered. Pered is a mule. He can't have kids. He is nothing. Leave him. Yeah, he's not important. Asked Rav Henoch Lebowitz, why was it necessary? The whole world came together. The whole world. Every single person all came together. And they made the United Nations. Everyone is in. And they got this little Jew, this little Yiddel over there. And they got to start making fun of him. So they ignore him. Finished. What's the problem? Says Rav Henoch Lebowitz, you know why? Because MS of one person is enough to destroy the shekel of the entire world. If you did not nullify this person and say, he's nothing, then this truth, this voice of truth, will ring so true that the whole world will fall apart. Communism fell apart not because of Gorbachev. It fell apart, I believe, very much because of people like Natan Sharansky, who stood up for Judaism, who stood up for the MS, who stood up and made a laughing stock out of the communists. MS is ability to stand up against all the shtus and against all the statistics and the scientists and the apokorsim and the Jewish word that the Torah can ring through, and Be'ez Hashem, we can bring the world back to where it should be with Tikkun Olam.